Sechte Gitten.
Yeah.
First Mishnah starts off, Hanevi get b'mdinas hayom. If a shliach comes and brings a get from Medinas Hayom, b'mdinas hayom means the other side of the ocean, which means outside Eretz Yisrael. Like the first Rashi says, kol chutz loretz, any land outside Eretz Yisrael, korelei b'mdinas hayom. That's called b'mdinas hayom, that means over the ocean. Bar mi bovel, excluding bovel, could the omer lekamon. Like we'll see later, Bovel has the same halacha like Eretz Yisrael. We'll see in the Gemara the reason why. Because they knew the halacha is over there, and the shayoras were mitzuyas. People used to travel very often from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel. But excluding Bovel, Kol Chutz Loretz has this new takonim mid Rabbonin that if a man wants to send his wife a get, and the man is in Chutz Loretz, and he's sending a get now where to his wife, she's someplace else, whether she's in another Medina in Chutz Loretz, or whether she's in Eretz Yisrael, so when the Shliach now comes from Chutz Loretz to give the get to the wife, so the Mishnah says, the Chiddush, that Sorech Sheyoyma Befonai Nechtav Befonai Nechtam. The Shliach has to say over to the Edim when he gives the get over, we'll see in the Gemara exactly in front of how many people he has to give the get, but he has to say then that Befonai Nechtav, in front of me, this get was written, or Befonai Nechtam, in front of me, this get was signed. In other words, he knows that the get was written and signed, kedas, kedin, the way it's supposed to be. That's this new takonim of the Rabbonim. Like Rashi says, Sorech ha-shliach ha-mevi'oi loyma. The shliach that brings the get has to say. The time Rashi says, Meforash b'Gemara, we'll explain the reason in the Gemara. Or shliach there, Rashi says, this type of a shliach, this messenger here, is habalasu. We're talking about that the husband made the shliach. Shliach lohelocha. And that's called the shliach lohelocha. When the husband has to get written up, and he wants to send it to his wife, so he makes a shliach, that's called a shliach lohelocha, to take the get and give it over to his wife. On such a shliach, there's the takona he has to say, before nechtam. Ma'ashenke and the shliach lekabolo, which means, let's say the wife makes a shliach, that he goes to the husband, and when the husband gives over the get to the shliach, right away the get is chal, it's considered like the husband is giving it to his wife, then we don't have this takona. Hey, this takona is only when the husband gives over the get is not finished yet. A shliach lohelocha means that this shliach has to take it and give it over to his wife. When is the get finished? When the get comes in the hand of the wife. That's when this takona to say before nechtav. Ma'ashenken, if the wife would make a shliach, so when the shliach now goes to the husband, and the husband gives him the get is chal right away, then we do not have to say before nechtav. And we'll see the reason later on. I think the Ran says one reason is, because we're afraid mainly that the husband later is going to have charot to feel bad he gave a get, and is going to come and tain and argue that he didn't write a good get. He's going to come and meorer and make trouble. So we say that's only if the husband did not finish off the get. But when the husband gives the get, either to his wife directly, or else to a shliach that the wife makes, that's called a complete get. If the husband did that, then we're not afraid that later on he'll feel bad and come to complain. We're only afraid that the husband will come and complain later if the get right now is not finished. Like Rashi says, the case is that the husband is making a shliach now to take this get and give it to his wife. Now the get is not finished until the get comes into her hand. So up until now, from this time on, when the husband gave it over, until the time later when it's going to be take place, it could be the husband has charot to feel bad he gave her a get, and it'll come later to be ma'arer to argue and say the get was no good. That's why there's such a takana that right now the shliach has to know about it and has to say before nechta. I will see all this in the Gemara. Then the Gemishna says, Rabbi Gamliel says, Af ha-mevi min ha-rekim min ha-cheger. Even if somebody brings a get that was written in Rekim and Cheger, which is close to Eretz Yisrael, still you have to say before nechtam. And the Torah speaks about, even though Mashma, there were Jews living there, but still you have to say before nechtam. And the Chiddush is, even though it's close to Eretz Yisrael, but still is considered outside in Chutz Laretz, so Rav Gamliel says, you have to say before Nechtam. We'll see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is between the Tanakhama and Rav Gamliel. Then Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, he says even a bigger Chiddush, that Afilu Mekfar Ludum Lud. Even if you bring the get that was written in Kfar Ludum, that's where the husband was. And the Shliach now is bringing the get to Lud, which is the neighboring town. And Rashi says, even though Lud is in Eretz Yisrael, and Kfar Lud, that's outside Eretz Yisrael, but it's very, very close to Eretz Yisrael. That's why they even have the same name. Still, since it's called from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael, the Shliach has to say, Befone Nechtem, Befone Nechtem. And we'll see in the Gemara this. Yeah. Now, the Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say, Einoi Tzorach Sheyomer. You don't have to say, Before Nechtam, like when do we have this new takana? When the Shliach comes and gives the get to the wife, that the Shliach has to add and say, he saw the way the get was written and signed in front of him. Ela only, Hamevi Mimedinas Hayom, if the get is brought from a city in Chutz Loretz, outside Eretz Yisrael, Vi HaMoylech. So it's a question if they're coming to argue on the Tanakhama, or if he's coming to explain. But he's adding v'hamoylech. It has the same halacha. Let's say the husband was living in Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote up the get in Eretz Yisrael, and his wife was in Chutz Loretz. So he had the get sent now from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz. That's called v'hamoylech. They're taking the get away from Eretz Yisrael. Also, the shliach still has to say before nechtam. Even though the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, and there the Beki and Lishmo, still there's a loy plug, there's the Rabbanan Nikalocha, that the Shliach still has to say, before Nechtam. This also we'll see in the Gemara. Exactly what the Machlokes between the Chachamim and the Tanakhama is. If there is a Machlokes, or is only coming to explain the Tanakhama. But that's what the Chum are eating on. Not only if the get was written in Chutz Loretz in America, but even if the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, and the wife is living in America, so they have to send the get now to Chutz Loretz, still the Shliach has to say, before Nechtam. Now, V'hamevi mimedino lemedino b'medina fayom. That's also, if you take it from one city to another city in Chutz Loretz, like from L.A. to New York, is also Tzorach Sheyomar before Nechtam. When the Shliach comes now to New York to give over the get that was written in California, so the halacha is when the Shliach comes and gives the get to the wife in New York, he has to say over there that it was before Nechtav, in front of me this get was written, or before Nechtam, and in front of me the get was signed. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer, afilo mehagmunya lehagmunya. Even from one ruling to another ruling. In other words, almost like you have like in Germany, East Germany and West Germany, that Rashi said the Gemara Mefarish, Ir Achat, it's one city really. Shehoye bo shnei hagmonim, they had two governors. Umakpidim zeh zeh, and they were in war like they were makpa, they didn't let the people travel from one to another. Shloyeo b'nei hagmonia zu nechnosim lechaverto. The people under this ruler did not go to the people under the other ruler. So even though this city was in an Eretz Yisrael, still you have to say before Nechtam. That's from Shimon Gamliel's Chiddush. And we'll also see in the Gemara exactly why. But that's his Chiddush that Afilu mehagmunya lehagmunya. That means it's one big city, but you have two different rulers. On one side, on the east and west, has different rulers. So Lachar is, if a get was written on the east side, and it was sent over to the west side, the Shliach now has to say before Nechtam. Even though it was written in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. So obviously we'll see in the Gemara, Rishon Gamliel holds the reason is not because of Beki and Lishma, but rather whether the Shayoris are Metsuyis. Does people travel there or not? Since here people do not travel from the east to the west, therefore they have to say before Nechtam. We'll see this all in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, May rekem lemizrach v'rekem kemizrach. Rabbi Yehuda is giving the boundaries, what's the last city or the first city right outside Eretz Yisrael? Like to know, that's called on the east side of Eretz Yisrael is Rekem. And this city, Rekem, is Kemizrach, is considered like outside Eretz Yisrael. That's the first city on the east side that's called outside Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, if you have a get that was written in Rechem, so you have to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. That's like the boundary, that's the first city on the east side of Chutz Loretz of Eretz Yisrael. Me'ashkelon Ladorim, on the south side of Eretz Yisrael, it's Ashkelon. Ve'ashkelon Kedorim, and Ashkelon itself also is considered like outside Eretz Yisrael. That's the first south city on the south of Eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi says, Rav Yudu Aima Merekim Lemizrach, means Merekim Atzayf Oilam Lemizrachai Havim Medina Sayam. From this eastward is considered Medina Sayam. Verekim Atzma Nidainas Kimizrach Oilam V'loik Eretz Yisrael. And this Rekim is also considered like Chutz Loretz. Therefore, V'amevi Merekim, if you bring a get that was written in Rekim, it's Sarach Loim V'fona Nechtam. Before an echtam, the shliach has to say that it was written and signed in front of him. V'chein kulam, that's pshat in all these things. That these are the gvul, these are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and this city itself is considered like Chutz Loretz. As Rashi says, on the yam, on the west side, we don't have to say the boundary, because that was the yam ha-godol, that was the gvul of the yam of the west side. Then the Mishnah says, me'akul etzofon, V'yakul Ketzofen. What about the north side of Eretz Yisrael? The first city outside was called Akku. And Akku itself was also considered like Chutz Loretz. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So Tosfos asked the Kasha here, that Tosfos asked the question, Ashkelon Kedorim, Tosfos asked the Kasha, Ikshra Ben Atam, the Ashkelon Eretz Yisraeli. At Lechura here, now Mishnah's Mashma, Ashkelon is the first city outside Eretz Yisrael. And Tezeth Ashkelon is from Eretz Yisrael. Like we have Sukkim in Yoshua, that says that they conquered Ashkelon. So first Tezeth's answer is that the Kivshei Mitzrayim, Oile Mitzrayim conquered it, but for like Kivshu Mole Bovel, the people that went up at the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they did not conquer Ashkelon. And Tosfos says, Lochein ein Talmidei Chachamim Mitzuyim Shom. Even though it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but there were no Talmidei Chachamim living there. And V'yein Botei Dinim Kavuyim Shom. They did not have a Bezdin there. And therefore it has the Halacha like Chutz Loretz. That's why a get that was written in Ashkelon, you have to say before Nechtam. Then Tosfos goes on, and the Kasha, the Kasha, the Rekim, the Cheger, is also here at Smashma from Chutz Loretz. Another Pesukim HaMashmetz from Eretz Yisrael, and even the early Bovel also conquered it. So therefore, Tais Teretz is, first Rabbeinu Tam once said that it was half and half. Half of Akku was in Eretz Yisrael, and half of Akku was in Chutz Loretz. Therefore, both things are true. But I call upon him, the Reader wants to say another Teretz, and he wants to say that even if these things were considered part of Eretz Yisrael, still, you would have to say before Nechtam. And the Ri says the Fishu b'soif hagvul. It was at the end of the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. The rochok meiko yish of Eretz Yisrael, and it was away from the main inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael. Or muflug mei yeshivas abotedinim. It was far away from the yeshivas and bezdin. For chen yesh lataz gab yeshkel. Same thing b'yeshkelin. So Kitz of Tosfos learns that even the parts of Eretz Yisrael itself, it was at the end of the boundary that there were not Botei Dinim Kavuyim there, and there were not Talmidei Chachamim Kavuyim there, they were not Vekiyim Lishmo, and even from that part also can have Halacha like Chutz Loretz that you have to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. In other words, Eretz Yisrael here from our Mishnah does not go Bosa the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael itself, exactly what's called Eretz Yisrael and what's not called, but rather what Nogeya Tegitin is, where was the Yishuv, where did the Jews live there? To say that they were Bekiyim Lishma, they know the Halachas, and people travel back and forth. That's called like Eretz Yisrael. But a place that's outside the boundary, even though it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Vilchus Gittin, it could be considered like Chutz Loretz, that still we have the Takana of Befana Nechta, Befana Nechta. That's the Reis Teretz. Right, the Mishnah goes on to say, Rabbi Meir says no, Akku is Eretz Yisrael Gittin. That Akku has the locha like Eretz Yisrael. If a get was written in Akku and then sent to another city in Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before an Nechtam, before an Nechtam. Now, Hanevi get Eretz Yisrael, if a get was written in Eretz Yisrael itself, let's say it was written in Yerushalayim, and you want to send it to Bnei Brak, the locher is Einoi Tzorach Sheyoyma Befona Nechtam Befona Nechtam. Then the Shliach, again, the husband made a Shliach, the husband was living in Yerushalayim, and his wife was living in Bnei Brak. So he wrote a get up in Yerushalayim, and he's sending it now with the Shliach to bring it to his wife in Bnei Brak. So the locher is the Shliach. When he gives over the get to his wife, he does not have to say, before an echtem, before an echtem. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly why not. How come only in Chutz Loretz and not in Eretz Yisrael? Now the Mishnah says though, but in V'im Yesh Olav Oirim, if there are people now that are coming and complaining against the get, that are saying that the get is Mezuyif, that's the way Rashi learns in the Mishnah, V'im Yesh Olav Oirim, Rashi learns, Shehabal Ma'arur Shum Mezuyif, like even in Eretz Yisrael, if the get was written up in Yerushalayim, and the Shliach brought it to Bnei Brak, and later on, the husband comes to Bnei Brak and complains and says, that get that was given to my wife was mezuyif, was forged. The Yedim are not true, it's not a good get. The locher is, we believe the husband. And the locher is, then the get becomes pasul, or unless, yiskayim b'chaysamov, unless we have a kiyam hashtar, then the husband, or else the wife, I mean, has to come and bring Edim that they recognize the signatures of the shtar, and they could be meyer that no, these signatures were not forged, but rather they were signed by the regular Edim. That's called Kiyam Shtaris. So Taisa speaks out, even though usually the halacha is by mumnis, by regular shtar, the rabbanim say you always have to have Kiyam. Whenever you give over a shtar to somebody else, any type of a document, and there are Edim signed on it, we always have to have Kiyam right away. You can't collect. In other words, that's the klal of that Taininim, that Bezdin themselves opens their mouth and they Tainin, they complain that maybe this get is no good. And with Matzrich, we tell them that they have to have Kiyam right away. But over here, Tosa says, Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabonin, but by Gittin, in order that the wife should not remain in Igun, in order that the wife should be able to get remarried, the Rabbanu will make her over here, and there was Samech that when the shtar, the get, is given over to her, the get most probably is a kosher get, and we leave the get alone, we let her remarry. Only if the husband comes later and he complains, and he says, no, there's something wrong with this get, the Edim were forged, it wasn't a good get, then we have to go down to look into the get and be Mekayim to get signatures, get Edim, or else we could check out the signatures from another shtar to make sure they were kosher Edim. But if the husband does not complain, that's the halacha kula by Gittin, that Mishum Iguna Kilo Barabonin. Mishum by Gittin, the Rabbanu will make to say, even before we have a Kiyam HaGet, still she is allowed to remarry because of this get. You could be samech on the shtar itself. That's what our Mishnah says. The kids said that there's a new takona that if a get was written in Chutz Loretz, or else according to Chachamim, even if it was written in Eretz Yisrael, but it was sent to Chutz Loretz, there's a new takona the shliach has to say, before na nechtam, before na nechtam. In front of me it was written and signed. Mashenken, if the get was written and given over in Eretz Yisrael itself, there's no takona. The shliach does not have to say over before an echta, before an echta. Now the Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason, how come if the get was written in Chutz Loretz, is there this new takona that the shliach has to say before an echta, before an echta? What's the reason? So Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, lefi she'ein v'kiyam l'shmo, because the people living in Chutz Loretz do not know the halachis, they do not know this new halacha that a get has to be written l'shmo. It has to be written for the purpose of this lady, for the purpose of this husband. That's called Lishmo. And Rashi says, Lefish ain't b'kiyam Lishmo. That means ain't b'nei medina sayyom b'nei Torah. The people living outside in America, outside in Chutz Loretz, are not b'nei Torah. They don't know how to learn that much. V'yein yoydim shetzorach lichta baget l'shem isha. And we have to be afraid, maybe they do not know this halacha, that the get has to be written for the purpose of this wife. The pasuk says, "V'kosav lo sefer krisus." You have to write to her a sefer krisus a get. And we dash in law. What does the word mean? Law to her. Tahainu lishmo. The get has to be written for her purpose.
That means the sofer, the one that's writing it, has to have her in mind and say, I'm writing this get for this Rachel. Hilkach, therefore, Oimer HaShliach, when the get is given over, the shliach has to say, before nechtam, in front of me the get was written and the get was signed. So Rashi's bothered by, like, so what? So what if the get was written in front of him? But maybe it wasn't written l'shema. So Rashi adds on, O memela shalinen le. And memela means automatically, the bezdin or the people there will ask him, do you know if it was written l'shema or not? O memela shalinen le im nichtav l'shema. Automatically the people there will ask the shliach, you say the get was written in front of you, if so, do you know was it written l'shema or not? He'll answer back, in yes, I know it was written l'shema. So that's how, according to the Havamim of the Gemara now, that if there was really a problem, that the people did not know l'shema, so how do we know the get was written l'shema? So Rashi says, because of course we're going to ask the shliach, and he's going to answer us back and say yes, the get was written l'shema. And Rashi therefore says, l'kam l'forash, later the Gemara itself asks the question, my time l'yatzrichu nami l'meimu l'shema. If so, why wasn't there a takana that the shliach should have to speak out right away and say, before nechtav l'shema? If no purpose of him telling us that it was written in front of him was that he's telling us it was written l'shema, so the best thing would be then that the shliach should speak out right and say, before nechtav l'shema. The Gemara is going to say, we don't want it to say three words. We're afraid maybe you'll forget one of them. We only want it to say just two. But I call upon him here in the Havamim of the Gemara now, Rashi learns that Memela, the Locher, is that we do have to ask him if it was written l'shema or not. We'll see later on in Dav Gimel, Rashi says not like this. That's the Fida Maskonis HaGemara. But according to the Havamim, right now we're going that we have to ask the Shliach, do you know it was written l'shema? And he says yes. Tosis Agav asked the question, like, how come we're only afraid about this halach of l'shmo? Like, there are a lot of halachas about gittin. How are you supposed to write it? It shouldn't be written mechubar, or shouldn't change the names. It can't be written b'yoyim and starting b'layla. So how come Rabbi says we're only afraid about the halach of l'shmo? So Tosis answers the first of Benatan, the b'chol hilchas gittin b'kiyim. It's like it's true. All the other halachas of gittin, most probably the Bezdin, knows the halachas. Elo dahach drosha. This special drosha we dashin, the v'kosav lo lishmo, that the Torah says you have to write to get law for her, is eina niris lemika drosha. This people think is not the main drosha, but the Torah doesn't say clearly you have to write it lishmo. The Torah just says v'kosav lo, a word law. And we dashin from the word law, it means you have to write it l'shma. So this one, Jerusha Rabbeinu Tam says, that the people of Chutzlars are not b'kiyim. V'ayin b'kiyim pirish, what does that mean? Ein choshishin l'drosha. They don't care so much about this drosha, to l'shma. Because it's not the main pshan the posik. So Tari speaks out, l'yacha shalomdu. That's what the Gemara says later, that later on, even in Chutzlars, they know the halachis. What does that mean? That means l'yacha shekiblu. That means later they were makabel, they accepted this drosha to be a real drosha. So, that's the way Torah explains that Rabbi says that this drosha of the kosav lo lishmo, it's not so clear, therefore we have to be afraid that the people in Chutz Loretz do not hold from this drosha. So we have to be afraid maybe the get was not written lishmo. That's why the Rabbanu were masaking that when the shliach gives over the get, the shliach has to say before nechtam, and Rashi says memela, we're going to ask him if it was written l'shma or not. That's Rabbah's reason. Rav Amar, Rav says l'fi she'ein edim mitzuyin l'kaimoy. No, edim don't travel so often from Chutzlars, Teretz Yisrael. People don't travel so much, so therefore we have to be afraid, like Rashi says. L'fi shein edim mitzuyin l'kaimoy. That means ein shayoras mitzuyas mishom l'kan. People, caravans don't travel so much from Chutz Loretz Teretz Yisrael. So what are we afraid about? Shim yovo yabal v'yaru. We have to be afraid maybe later the husband will come and complain and loimer and say, loy kasavtiv, I did not have this get written up. She edim and so say the get was forged, or he didn't write up the get, or it wasn't written l'shma. That's what we have to be afraid about. So we want to have shu edim mitzuyim la'akech simas edim. We want to have it that edim should be around here that recognize the signatures. And therefore, v'heminu l'shliach. The Rabbanah made a new takana that we're going to believe the shliach. When the shliach speaks out and says, before nechtam, in front of me the get was written, and the get was signed, we believe the shliach. And that has a locha like kiyum, as if the shliach, now the eidechod, is being mekayim v'shtar. L'kam m'porach, later the Gemara is going to ask the question, that bein l'rova, bein l'rabli boy trey. Soon the Gemara is going to ask the question, according to both of them, both according to Rabbah, that we're afraid maybe the get was not written l'shmo, so we have a real doubt if the get is kosher or not. And we know the klal is, by Dovah Sheberva, you have to have two edim. So that's the next Gemara's question, how come the Mishnah says we believe the shliach, the eidechot? And the same thing, Rav also. Because according to Rav, the pshat is, he's not afraid about l'shmo. He holds no people, chutz l'aretz, like who writes up Gidin? It's a Bezdin, not a private person. It's a Bezdin that writes up the Gidin. So Bezdin most probably knows the loch is. So Rav is not afraid about l'shmo. Rav says the main thing he's afraid about is that we have to be afraid that if the get was written in chutz l'aretz, and you give over the get to the wife living in another city, that in another city, the people there will not recognize the signatures of the Edim. So we have to be afraid that later, maybe the husband will feel bad he gave his wife a get, and he'll come in the blue moon and start complaining that the get is no good, and really the get was good. Just the husband feels bad he gave her a get. So we have to have kiyum then. What does kiyum mean? That we have to have two people that recognize the signatures of the Edim, that could tell us, yes, this was not forged Edim, but this is their signature. Now here, since the get was written someplace else, and the get is over here now, in this city here, nobody will recognize the signatures, so then the get will be bottled. That's why the Chomer made a takona that we want when the shliach gives over the get. Right away he says, before nechtam, and right away that is the key of a get. By him telling us that he saw the signatures of these Edim, he is telling us that this shtar, this get, is a good get, and the male of the husband comes later and complains, we will not believe the husband later. The husband will not be believed, which we also have to understand. Why not? Nuchur, it's one against one, that we'll see later on. But this is the machlokes now, Mishnah, why do we have to have this takana that the shliach has to tell us before nechtam? Is it a svar of lishmo? And then nuchur dik would be before nechtav? And according to Rava, l'churadik is before an echtam, that it should be signed in order that you should be able to be mekayim the shtar right now. The Gemara says, "My benayu, what's the difference between the two reasons? Ika benayu, there are a lot of differences. One difference is ika benayu the yisur betray. Let's say two people brought the get. There were two shluchim that brought the get. See, if we're afraid that the get was not written lishma." The get again was written in California, and it's sent over to New York. So if we're afraid that the get was not written l'shmo in California, so now when the two shluchim give over the get in New York, they still have to say, before nechtav. Because our doubt is, maybe it wasn't written l'shmo. So according to Rabbah, the two shluchim would still have to tell us, before nechtav, it was written l'shmo in front of me. But according to Rabbah, that we're only afraid that maybe if the husband comes later to complain, there won't be people around to be mekayim the shtar, that we're not afraid about. Since two Edim came and brought the shtar, these two Edim could be mekayim the shtar later. Like these two Edim know about the signatures. That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns this, Yuh Betrei, Ushneyim Nasu Shluchim Legal Legashur. We're talking about these two of them are shluchim, to give over the get. For Yaget Yotzim Atachas Yidei Shneyim. Is the rabba boy lemeima, the rabba boy lemeima, sherei shnayim heim, v'miyaru baal, harei heim mitzuyin l'kaimoi. According to Rava, we're only afraid that maybe the husband will come and complain, and there'll be nobody around to be the kaim the shtar. But if two Edim brought the shtar, these two Edim are around right now, and they of course recognize the signatures. So therefore we're not afraid maybe the husband will come. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns a little bit differently. Tosfos is like after Kasha and Rashi. Tosfos says the Asur Betray. Pesach Kuntris. The Kasha Tosfos says the Yotta the Keeper Tolulu. Like these two Edim that brought the get. True. Right now they could be mayor. They know the signatures. But do we keep them in jail?
that they're always around whenever the husband will come and complain. Like, why aren't we afraid maybe the husband will come and complain next week, and by that time they went home already, they're not around. So why does it help the fact that two Eidim brought to get? So what? We have to be afraid next week there won't be anybody to be Mekayim the Shtar. See, if what Toys learns the Pshat is, the Asiyu Beitre Toys learns V'yamri, and the Eidim tell us, Shehabal Shochem, that the husband sent them, and the Sulem Hemelayim Lo Shalachtem. Then later, if the husband comes to complain and says, I did not send these Shluchim, we don't believe the husband. So the Pshat is, if two Shluchim come now and tell us, the husband sent us, we're not afraid the husband will come later to complain that he didn't have the get written l'shmo, or he didn't have the get really signed good. Because since we hear from two Eidim right now that the husband sent them, so we hear the husband really wants to give a get. Therefore, we're not afraid the husband will come and complain later. Therefore, according to Rava, there's no takana before the nechta. That's the way Tosfos learns. All right, turn over.